Mustangs. It's a battle of Mustangs here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, Valley Heights, Donovan West, these two teams have already met once this season before. It came down to a one-point beater where Valley Heights came up on top 54-53. Josie Parker with a game-winning short corner shot. And Valley Heights pulled out again. We'll see. But Donovan West looking to turn things around. They've won their last three straight games. Valley Heights, well, they've been on a solid tenure as well. They have won their last five straight games. This is a Valley Heights team that has bounced back well here in this later part of this season. They're 17-7 now overall, 8-2 finish in the Twin Valley League, tied with Centralia. For Donovan West, 16-8 on the year, 5-5 to finish out the Twin Valley League. Both these teams played earlier this week. Their first round of sub-state play, Valley Heights, they took a victory over Washington County, 67-30, while Donovan West pummeled the Jackson Heights Cobras, well, my alma mater, as well as Perry Smith as well, as he took down the Jackson Heights Cobras 49-19, a 30-point victory right there. Perry Smith, again, incredible coach here for this Donovan West Mustangs team, who won state back in 2022-2023. Of course, last year was the Class 2A runner-up and looking to try to get back to that state championship this year. They'll definitely have the opportunity to do so, but their road to glory continues, and they have a big team here in front of them, the Valley Heights Mustangs. Now, Valley Heights coming in today, they're the number 3 seed of this tournament. Donovan West, they're number 6. Both these teams, at one point, especially at the beginning of the season, were ranked in Class 2A, with Valley Heights kind of flirting between the 7 to 8 range, and then Donovan West hit between 9 to 10. But both these teams have fallen out of those rankings. That's kind of the middle portion of the season, this latter half. But both these teams, you know, if you ask their head coaches, they know what kind of caliber they can play to. They know what kind of teams that they have, and they're going to play to a very high level, especially when it's postseason time, and you can definitely guarantee that for these two legendary head coaches, both in their 10th season, Jordan Brockschmidt, his 10th season, over 170 wins here at Valley Heights, and Perry Smith here at the Donovan West Mustangs, nearly over 150 wins in his tenure with this team. Both of these coaches are incredible when it comes to getting their teams to state tournaments. But here they are facing each other in their 10th season. Let's see, after tonight's game, who moves on? We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back. We'll dive into some more pregame notes and starters. Again, our matchup here on I-2.1 KMZA. It's a Class 2A girls semifinal matchup here in Blue Rapids. Valley Heights hosting the Northwest Mustangs.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 Games. Yay for the MSU Sports Radio Network for our girls' class 2A semifinal matchup. Down here at Blue Rapids, it's the Valley Heights Mustangs taking host here as number 3 seed. The Jonathan West Mustangs, the number 6 seed of Battle Mustangs here in a semifinal. Winner to move on to sub-state here on Friday. They'll either play Linden or JCN. Linden, who's the number 2 seed here this tournament in this bottom side of the bracket. In this sub-state championship, that'll be held all the way up at Mission Valley. These two teams here tonight, as I mentioned that first segment, they have met already once before this season. The victor was Valley Heights. They won 54-53. They had a 5-point lead with just 30 seconds to go. And then Jonathan West, they take the lead by one, 53-52. At the very end, Josie Parker would buy a bucket inside the arc to win the game for the Valley Heights Mustangs. And Valley Heights definitely looking to try to repeat and get another victory here against Jonathan West for the second time this season. Of course, Jonathan West, since that point, they have had quite the season themselves. Again, as I mentioned, 16 overall for this D-West team, 5-5 in the Twin Valley League. They're 8-4 at home, but here on the road, they are a deadly 7-2 and only a 3-game winning streak. Let's take a look at some team stats here from Jonathan West. 48.6 points per game, 43 points allowed per game. They're shooting 23% outside the arc and 34% from the field, averaging about 32.3 rebounds a game. Now here for the starters for Jonathan West, Courtney Johnson, a 5'6" junior guard who leads the team with 2.5 steals per game and is a first-team all-league returner from last season. Leads the team also with over 280 points scored this year. Mitchell Wettstein, a 5'6" senior guard who's averaging 4.8 points per game, 2.3 rebounds a game. Andy Foster, a 5'5 junior guard who leads the team with 4.1 assists per game, 9 points a game, 5.8 rebounds a game, the team's high average. And then Bell Smith, a 5'6 senior guard who averages is nearly 8 points a game and 4 rebounds a game. And finishing it out is Kate Falk, a 5'8 junior forward who's roughing it out with about 3.4 points per game and 4.5 rebounds a game. So for Jonathan West, it's Courtney Johnson and Majil Wettstein, Andy Foster, Bell Smith, and Kate Falk. Jonathan West Mustangs are head coached by Perry Smith in his 10th season. He's got over 140 wins in his tenure, has one state title victory as well as back in 2022-2023. And again, Valley Heights, their starting lineup will come up shortly. We'll take a break here for the national anthem. After the anthem, we'll come back. We'll get you the Valley Heights Mustangs starting lineup. Again, our girls' class 2A semifinal matchup is the Valley Heights Mustangs taking host here to the Dolphin West Mustangs, all on 92.1 KMZA.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hooray, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offer stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Tip-off getting ready here down at Blue Rapids. Valley Heights taking host to the Northwest Mustangs in a girls' Class 2A semifinal matchup. Winner to move on the substate here on Friday. We went over the DU West starting lineup. Let's go over Valley Heights. Ava Smith, a 5'9" senior guard slash forward who leads the team with 3.5 steals per game, has over 300 points scored here this season. A first-team TBL returner and a first-team All-State returner and four-year starter. Weaver Mitten, a 5'7" senior guard slash forward, leads a team of 4.0 assists per game, and All-State on the bench from last year. Paige Miller, a 5'6" junior guard, who averaged 7.7 points per game. Josie Parker, a 5'10" senior forward, who averages 8 points a game and 3 rebounds a game. And Tessa Bigham, the 5'9" junior forward, who's a solid rebounder, averaging over 3 points and rebounds a game. So from Valley Heights, Davis Smith, Weaver Mitten, Paige Miller, Josie Parker, and Tessa Bigham, led by head coach Jordan Broshman, his 10th season with over 170 victories in that season, in his tenure, and is looking to have a team get back here to the state tournament. Southwest, again, one more time, look through their starting lineup. Head coach by Perry Smith is Courtney Johnson, and Joe Westside, and E. Foster, Bell Smith, and Gabe Falk. The Valley Heights Mustangs will be in the white unis with the purple linings down the sides and numerals. And for the Northwest Mustangs, it'll be the dark blue jerseys and bottoms with the orange and white trim and orange numerals. Currently right now, we're facing up and down the court, not left to right like typical. Donovan West, they will be working here from near to the far side of the floor, or Valley Heights. They'll be working from the far to the near side of the court. Stepping up to the middle for the tip-off, Kate Falk, the 5'8" junior forward for the Northwest Mustangs. And pairing up right across from her is Ava Smith, the 5'9" senior forward. And now four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action. Now on the way here, tip-off won by the Valley Heights Mustangs, Ava Smith. Now to Mia Vermitten. Mia Vermitten back to Smith, left side wing. She'll drill up to the top of the arc. She'll look left on a lunge. Josie Parker kicks out far corner. Here's Vermitten on a three. She came to the start of this game. Here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Valley Heights starting up hot. See if D.U.S. can respond. Imogen Wettstein on the far wing. Now to the right side to Bell Smith. She'll dribble up to the wing. Work around the three-point line. Up to Courtney Johnson. Here on the left elbow. But back around the arc to Bell Smith. Bell Smith fires it out to her right. No shot clock here. Driving inside. Foster has to get back out. Scrambling for it is Courtney Johnson. But that will be a turnover. As they got past half court, roll out of bounds from Donovan West. It's their first turnover of the game. Averaging 16.5 turnovers a game here for Donovan West. 7:15 to go here in the opening quarter. 3-0. Valley Heights leading over Donovan West. Paige Miller, the right elbow, now out to Smith on the arc. She'll drive in and float it in front of the left elbow. Valley Heights on a nice opening start here. 5-0 run. A minute into this game. Major Wettstein on the near wing. She puts it up to the top of the arc. Smith. She transfers behind her to Foster. Back to Smith. She'll drive to the short corner. Float it up. It rattles in like a bullet in a tin can. Bell Smith opens up the scoring for Donovan West, the senior who averages 7.8 points per game, 4 rebounds a game. Daughter of head coach Perry Smith. She's done a couple broadcasts here with me this season. She's a really great color commentator. Really great player here on the floor as well. Air Valley Heights working inside the dish, and Paige Miller loses the ball out of bounds. That'll be the first turnover of the game for Valley Heights. 5-2, Valley Heights over Donovan West, 6:26 to go here in the opening quarter. Westine, far side of the floor, working here down to the near. She goes to her right to Courtney Johnson on the left corner. Now it's put back around at the top of the arc. Right behind from Smith, Westine, Courtney Johnson. Johnson to her left, Smith. She'll go to hers, to Weststein, skip to the far wing. Smith, she loses the ball and a dribble inside. It's taken away by Paige Miller. And a foul is called. That'll come against Ava Smith. That'll be her first personal foul of the game. First team foul for either team here. It's charged on Smith Bell Smith for Donovan West. Wrong Smith. So Donovan West picks up their first team foul. And down the floor, Valley Heights working with the ball. He loses it out of bounds, and they'll turn it over for the second time. D. West takes charge. 5:49 to go here in the opening quarter. 5-2, our score. Valley Heights still over Donovan West. Valley Heights in the man-to-man, working it down the floor. Weststein nearly losing the ball, keeping it a hold. She gets past the timeline, rips it out to the right side. Courtney Johnson set up for a three. Off the rim, rebounded by Bell Smith. D. West resets it. Inside drive. Courtney Johnson, she is fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Courtney Johnson this season from the charity stripe, 63%. She averages over 13 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, over 280 points scored this season. Her first free throw is pure soak. Courtney Johnson also averages 1.3 assists per game, leads this team with 2.5 steals a game. The top player, first team all-league returner from the Twin Valley League, and just a junior this season. 5'6" guard. Johnson hitting her first shot, looking to make the second. This one, nice back spin, and it takes a couple bounces off the top and falls through. And she goes 2-for-2 at the foul line. Substitution in for the Valley Heights Mustangs. They'll bring in Lindsey Gray. Gray, who led the team in points at 17 against Washington County in the quarterfinal matchup for Valley Heights earlier this week. Down the aisle, a finish for two for Via Remittance. Johnson West quickly down the floor. Foster stuck on the left elbow. It's going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow here will go to Donovan West. 7-4. Valley Heights over the Donovan West Mustangs. And unexpected fires. With 5:08 to go here in the opening quarter. Donovan West, they throw it inbounds at the elbow. Foster now down under to Reese McCauley. Reese McCauley handles it on the near corner, works it around the three-point line. Johnson on the far wing. She drives inside, jump stops on the block, misses, and it's rebounded by Lindsey Gray. Valley Heights down the floor. Ava Smith on the left. Low post, turns it outside the three-point line. Gray back to Smith on the near corner, worked inside the paint, and losing out of bounds is Tessa Bigham.
State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No
4:34 left to go here of the opening quarter, 7-4. Valley Heights still over Donovan West. Ball loose to half court, picked up by the Mustangs of D. West. Bell Smith, she goes left to Weststein. Weststein works around, kicks it out. Courtney Johnson on the right wing. Now put back to Weststein. 4:10 here to go in this first quarter. Still a three-point deficit for Donovan West. And they're going to get a tie up on the short corner near side. Well, looks like they're going to get a foul trying to rip that ball away. Was Paige Miller from the Valley Heights Mustangs. That'll be her first personal foul, second team foul here for Valley Heights. Donovan West back in control with it. Drive down, left block, and they're going to get a charge called on Andy Foster. That is her first personal in the game, second team foul for Donovan West, and a possession change for the Mustangs as well. And it's Sinclair coming in for the Donovan West Mustangs and for substitution. Less than 4 minutes now to go here in the opening quarter. Ava Smith drives to the right block, and she uses the window to finish for two. Ava Smith, 4 points here in this first quarter. 5-point lead for Valley Heights over Donovan West. Ball punched out of bounds by Paige Miller. D. West still has it. LaFell Smith throw it in on the inbound from the Valley Heights bench. Into Foster, to Weststein, kick back out around the three-point line. Foster at the top of the arc. She looks right, zips to Smith. Smith, she'll go left, zipping the way to Courtney Johnson. Johnson, opposite side skip from her wing, and that goes out of bounds over the top of the head of Belle Smith. CU has three turnovers in this opening quarter. Valley Heights, two. Avery Stevenson comes in for Valley Heights the first time. The 5-foot junior guard, who averages 2.3 points per game and 1.2 rebounds a game. Here, past the timeline for Minton on the left seam. She drives in, turns around, fires it out. Lindsey Gray, the deadly three-point shooter, fans a three from up top. Valley Heights. They have hit two threes here in this first quarter. They are two for two. Yeah, that's good shot selection when taking those threes. They're up now 12-4 over Donovan West. Valley Heights is with less than 3 minutes now to go here in the opening quarter. Clary drives inside the arc, flips it out to her left. Westine, she'll go to her left to Belle Smith. Driving it right to the wing, now pass behind her to Clary, and a timeout is called by head coach Perry Smith. First timeout of the game, 30 seconds aside. 2 minutes, 44 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 12-4, Valley Heights over Donovan West. All here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Kansaland Radio.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes, 44 seconds left to go. The opening quarter, 12-4. Valley Heights over Donovan West, a girls' class 2A semifinal matchup. We're going to move on to sub-state matchup on Friday, either to take on Linden or JCN. Linden, number two seed here in this sub-state bracket. Valley Heights the three, D West the seven, or excuse me, the six. D West here with the ball after the Perry Smith taking timeout. With it, Foster drives inside, kicks out to Clary. She'll take a three. It's off the front of the rim, rebounded by Johnson underneath. She'll look for a putback. It's off the left wedge and rebounded by Big O. U.S. 0 for 2 outside of the arc now. Down the floor, Ava Smith finds a bucket for two for Valley Heights. Now the U.S. will look to go down to respond, missing underneath Clary. Rebound by Smith. Donovan West, it could be Valley Heights here down the floor. Stevenson on the right wing. Dribbles it up to the top of the arc. Now to Smith. 1:50 left to go here in the opening quarter. 14-4, Valley Heights over Donovan West. Bounce pass inside. Tessa Bigham rolls it off the rim inside. And Perry Smith, right after taking his timeout, is going to have to quickly take another. After the timeout, Valley Heights, they scored four straight. It's going to be another quick 30 here with 1:42 left to go here in this first quarter. 16-4, Valley Heights over Donovan West. We'll take another 30 aside here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
We all make plans for the future. Like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Go here in the first quarter, 16-4. Valley Heights over Donovan West. Donovan West with the ball. Belle Smith throws it inside the paint to Falk. She'll kick out to around the arc. And then there was a foul called here on the near side short corner. That'll be on Valley Heights. Lindsey Gray, her first personal of the game, team's third. Inbound from Belle Smith on the left sideline. She'll throw it into Courtney Johnson at half court. Johnson to her left to Smith. Smith, she'll look to the baseline, finding Falk. She spins on the right block. Has to throw it out on a hobble to Smith, to Clary, back to Smith. Left wing, worked around the arc now. To the right side, Clary, back left. 1 minute, 7 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. A 12-point deficit for Donovan West of Valley Heights. D-West here still working with it. Clary. On the left wing, up top to Smith, already 30 seconds here in this possession for Donovan West. They have not yet Look for any inside penetration, and it is taken away by Mia Vermitten. An easy steal down the floor. Valley Heights goes, and a foul to go up to the line to shoot two. As Lindsey Gray, who drew the shot foul for Valley Heights, the personal is charged Chevelle Smith. First free throw for Lindsey Gray is weaved through the netting. Mia Vermitten comes out for Paige Miller. Josie Parker steps in for Ava Smith for Valley Heights as well. Lindsey Gray looks to go 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Her second shot goes off the heel and back in. Valley Heights up an impressive 14 points with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Up over Donovan West. Down the floor, DUS works at foul call in Valley Heights. 13 foul. Both teams with 3 fouls here with 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Foul called on Avery Stevenson for Valley Heights. Her first personal. Inbound play is in over the top of the arc to Clary. She drives in, kicks out. Courtney Johnson, stutter step, now throws it to her left. Weststein on the left elbow. Bounce pass in the paint to Falk. The ball is nearly taken away. Falk grabs it on a scramble. Courtney Johnson nearly takes a step inside. Nearly loses it, but finds a way to put it in. Courtney Johnson, some nice moves. But still down by 12 here. As here, a nice sidestep. Josie Parker breaks an ankle. Inside, she goes for two. Both teams putting some moves here on the floor. 14-point lead again for Valley Heights. 1 second to go in the quarter. Three-pointer is up and off the board. Beautifully banked by Courtney Johnson to end the opening quarter. That is D. West's first three of the game as well, coming at an opportune time. 20-9, Valley Heights over Donovan West. We'll take a step aside. We're back here to begin the second quarter. After this, on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Kansaland Radio.
We begin the second quarter. Valley Heights with it. Tessa Bigham passed to her in the interior. She throws it to her teammate Vermitten on the opposite block as she finishes for two. Vermitten now with 7 points on the game. A 22-9 contest. Valley Heights over Donovan West. 7:30 to go here the first half. Bell Smith throws it to the short corner. Picked up by Grace McCauley, but she'll turn over immediately on a travel. Donovan West now 5 turnovers on the game. D. West, they did end the first quarter with a 3 from Courtney Johnson. She finished the first quarter with 7 points. Valley Heights still working with it. Paige Miller pump fakes, drives, right elbow to the block. Misses the layup. It's rebounded by Bigham. Put back out to Vermitten. She misses from the left elbow. And it goes out of bounds. But there's a foul at the very end. Called on Valley Heights. They get it on Tessa Bigham. That's her first personal foul of the game. First team foul for either team here to begin this second period. Cratchkin has his second personal foul for Tessa Bigham. 7:11 to go here in the second quarter, 22-9. Valley Heights over Donovan West. Girls Class 2A semifinal matchup. Winner to go to substate on Friday at Mission Valley. Bell Smith at the top of the arc. She works at left, soft toss to Weststein. Weststein, she looks to her right, bounce passes it to the elbow. To Foster, pump fakes, kick out. Bell Smith steps in 2-3. It's lodged off the arc, off the rim, excuse me, and rebounded by Paige Miller for Valley Heights. D. West is 1 of 4 outside the arc here. Now in the game, Josie Parker drives in, kicks to her left. Intermittent, now to Smith. She'll step into a three-pointer, and she'll splash it. Valley Heights has hit three threes in the first half. Smith for Mitten and Gray. Their shot selection has been perfect. They are 3-4 outside the three-point line. Inside drive, Courtney Johnson nearly loses the ball, but well, she will anyway, as they got her on a travel. Sixth turnover of the half for Jonathan West. 6:15 to go in this first half. Aniston Clary comes in for substitution for Andy Foster. 25-9, Valley Heights over Jonathan West. These two teams met earlier in the season, where Valley Heights won by one, 54-53. Josie Parker drives in from the right, kicks to her left, three-pointer, step on the left wing, and nailed by Paige Miller. Four threes by four different players for Valley Heights in this first half. They are on fire. Clary in the nail, kicked out to her right to Bellsmith. Liz off her left leg, but they're going to say it was last touch by Valley Heights, as well as a foul charge on Ava Smith, her first personal in the game, second team foul this second quarter for Valley Heights. Andy Foster comes back in for D-West after a quick 60-second break. Wettstein will head out to the bench side. Baseline set, Bellsmith throws it in for D-West to the right wing, taking it in, Wettstein off the pass grab, missing her first shot, rebounding it, looking to make it again. Falk has the offensive rebound in the paint, and a tie-up underneath the glass. That'll go to Valley Heights. Or no correction here. They're going to say it's Jonathan West. Real quick, they're waiting for a shoot tie, though. And then they'll resume the play with 5:37 to go here in the first half. 28-9, Valley Heights over Jonathan West. A dominating 19-point lead here. D-West throws in baseline set, left block, and fouled. As Andy Foster, she'll go up to the line to shoot two. Andy Foster this season is 62% from the charity stripe, averaging 9 points a game, 5.8 rebounds a game, leads the team with 4.1 assists per game. Here's her first free throw attempt of the game as it's weaved to the netting. 5:35 to go here in the opening half, 28-10, Valley Heights up 18 over D-West. Wettstein flies to her next free throw, and that one, smooth as butter. 17-point lead still here for Valley Heights. They have the ball. Smith up on the right corner. It's off the left of the rim on a missed three, and they have a tie-up on the short corner opposite side, and that possession arrow will favor Valley Heights. Valley Heights now 3-5 outside the arc. Valley Heights will throw it in for Mitten into Smith. Left block, she is fouled and will go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. First team foul of the quarter here for Donovan West. That'll come on Andy Foster, a 5-5 junior guard who she just went up to the free throw line for her team. And also send Ava Smith up for Valley Heights. Her first free throw is off to the right of the rim on a bounce. Smith, who has over 300 points scored this season, averaging 16 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, already 9 points in this contest. Here's for double digits. Is her second free throw is through the netting. 10 points in the first half for Ava Smith. 18-point lead for Valley Heights over Jonathan West with 5:17 to go in this second quarter. DOS working with it. Clary out to Johnson. Johnson drives in the nail, looks down into the interior to Falk. She loses the ball. It's taken away by Lindsey Gray. Now to Smith, pass half court, takes a stutter step to her right of the wing, and Josie Parker misses from the short corner. It's rebounded by Wettstein. D-West takes it down the floor, and traveling with it is Kate Falk. Donovan West, 8 turnovers in the first half. Substitution hitting the floor here for the Donovan West Mustangs. Reese McCauley coming in, as was Joe Wettstein. D-West, they're in a 2-3 zone defense. Josie Parker drives down to the left block, kicks it back up to the top. Vermitten, Smith, Gray, right wing, flies it in and out of the can, looking for the rebound. Vermitten has it. They'll reset out to Josie Parker, who's got a mid-range jumper for two. 20-point lead now for Valley Heights over Donovan West. With 4:20 to go here in this second quarter. Elle Smith with the ball, left wing. She'll throw it to her right. To Foster. Inside the nail, she'll go. She'll throw it out. Three-pointer on the way from Westside. Missed to the right. A rebound by Kinsey Gillig, the 5'10 senior. Down the floor, Lindsey Gray. Bounce pass inside. Parker turns around and off of fire. Fade away. She goes in for two. That timeout taken, a full 60. 3:55 to go here in the second quarter. It's 33-11, Valley Heights over Donovan West. They've made the Mustangs use three timeouts in the first half. D-West still trying to get themselves going, but Valley Heights has been hot from the shot today. We'll take a 30-second aside. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with 3:50 left to go in the second quarter. It's 33-11. Valley Heights is up 22 points over Donovan West. They've had to use three timeouts here to try to get recorrected. Still trying to look to get themselves unstaggered. It's driving inside and finishing off the left. The baseline is Reese McCauley, the 5'8" sophomore, coming up with a huge layup drive to draw it to 20 points. Smith on the left seam. She'll spin around slowly. Now to Gray. Back to Smith. Left seam. Down to Vermitten. She'll step into a three-pointer, and it is nothing but net. Mia Vermitten has cashed two checks here in this first half. 10 points now, along with Davis Smith. There were three double-digit scores against Washington County on Tuesday. And now, again, another bucket. Good. This time for Courtney Johnson. Ava Smith on the right corner. She'll throw it inside. Nearly taken away here. Yes, it is. It's Andy Foster with the steal. Down the floor to Smith. Deagle will miss the bunny, getting stuck under the glass. Down the floor, Parker with the rebound. She'll go to the right block. Lindsey Gray underneath. Tries to use the window. Couldn't get the shot to go in. It's rebounded by Valley Heights. Donovan West, excuse me, with Emmy Joe Westine. 2:39 to go here in the second quarter. 36-15. Valley Heights still over Donovan West. Lead of 21. Paige Miller steps in here for Ava Smith. 2 minutes, 37 seconds to go here this first half. Courtney Johnson takes it past the timeline. She'll pass it straight in front to McCauley. Now to Smith. She'll kick to her left or driving inside to Foster. Foster back out to Smith on the far corner. She'll drive in, baseline, missed, rebounded by McCauley. She'll throw it back off of a rebound. Not able to put it in, and it's picked up on the defense by Tessa Bigham. Down the floor, Valley Heights. Smith out to her left. Josie Parker, she'll step into a three over the top of the right of the rim, and it's rebounded by Mel Smith. Down the floor, D-West works with it. Courtney Johnson, three from the arc, flies a three, misses. Rebounded by Andy Foster. A foul called on Valley Heights at the very end of the play as their 15th foul this quarter. We're in the double bonus now for them. Foul is the second personal against Lindsey Gray. Up to the foul line is Andy Foster, her second time up. She makes up half the points of the second quarter for D-West. They've only scored 4 points in this quarter. And now five is Andy Foster's first free throw goes through the netting. Now 3-for-3 at the line. Kate Falk subs in for Reese McCauley. At the charity stripe, Andy Foster looking to go 2-for-2 here as her second free throw. It's a nice back spin, goes straight to the netting. 4-for-4 now on the game, D-West and Andy Foster. Down the floor, Valley Heights works with it. 19-point lead with 1:45 to go here in the first half over Donovan West. Vermitten to her right, Paige Miller steps into her right. to Barker. She'll fly a three. Missed. Rebound by Stevenson. In the paint. Kicks out Parker. She'll drive to the basket. Missed. And now taking it down the floor. Off the up defensive rebound is Courtney Johnson. On the short corner. On a floater. Misses. Falk picks it up by the offense. Throws it to Foster. Kicked out to the far corner. Here's a three by Courtney Johnson. It's off the rim and rebounded by Paige Miller. Valley Heights down the floor. Stevenson. Opposite wing. Sets up for Minton. Tosses behind her. Miller out to her left now to Parker. Into the nail. They're up to the top of the arc. To the right corner. Sidestep action. Now works back up to the timeline. Stevenson out to her left to Parker. Drives in. Spins around the pivot. Valley Heights just working outside the three-point line. Team that's averaging 52 points a game this season. Only giving up 40 points a game this season. Parker drives in, kicks to her left for Minton. 38 seconds to go this first half. 36-17, Valley Heights over Jonathan West. Trying to find an opening. Valley Heights gets a 2-3 zone. Parker drives it in, nearly loses it. Yes, she will. It's turned over. Johnson has the steal down the floor to Smith. He'll make a jump stop and block out of bounds. That was a long possession there by Valley Heights. They own that for a minute. Didn't get any points out of it, but I think they'll take the time they were able to take off the clock. Jonathan West is only able to score 6 points here in this quarter. Kate Falker on the inbound, thrown into her, and she misses on the block, rebounded by Bigham, her third board of the first half. Miller down the floor, out left side, Gray, back to Miller on the right seam. She passes down the right corner. 5 seconds to go here. Stevenson drives inside, floats his left elbow, misses, and that'll conclude our first half. 36-17, Valley Heights over Jonathan West. We'll take a step aside here. We'll come back for a halftime show, or actually, hold on, give me 1 second. I think they might add some time here to the clock. We'll see. I think there are. There's zeros on the clock. They haven't decided the time. They're going to put 2 seconds on the clock. There's some disagreement from the Blue Rapids faithful. But 2 seconds, actually change that. They're going to say not 2 seconds. They're going to correct it again to point two, and that'll end the first half. So not much of a difference there. 36-17, our first half conclusion. Valley Heights over Jonathan West. We'll take a step aside here for a couple minutes, and we'll be back all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrow Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrow Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. The Valley Heights Mustangs here up at the half, 36-17 over the Donovan West Mustangs. Impressive 19-point lead for Valley Heights over Donovan West. At one point, it was a 20-point lead, but, man, this Valley Heights team, they have put on quite the display here in this first half. 22 points in the first quarter, 14 points in the second quarter. Donovan West only had 11 points in the first quarter and put up just 6 in the second quarter. So for Donovan West, this second half, especially the start of it in this third quarter, you got to come out with some intensity and some tempo. And there was 3 timeouts used all in that first half for Donovan West. They only have 2 remaining. And a lot of that was just Perry Smith trying to get his team adjusted, trying to get them recorrected, switched up to the 2-3 zone on the defensive side. But also on the offensive side, just to try to get some shots up. I'm sure if I had the stats officially, then I'm sure Donovan West has probably taken half the amount of shots that Valley Heights has had. That's just been the kind of half that it has been for this Valley Heights team. But looking at some stats here, D. West, only 1-3 at the half. Valley Heights with 4 at the free throw line. Valley Heights 3-4 at the line. Donovan West, they're 4-4. Valley Heights 3 steals, and Donovan West with 2. D. West also nearly 10 turnovers. Valley Heights just rounding out about 3-4 turnovers at the half. So Valley Heights right now, they're doing a good job of securing the ball. Of course, they're shooting heavy right now. 2 threes from Mia Verbin. She's got 10 points. David Smith with 10 points and a 3. Lindsey Gray, she's got 5 points and a 3. And Paige Miller, she's also got a tray as well. Excuse me, 5 threes on the half for Valley Heights. So, again, this Valley Heights Mustang team, they have been shooting heavy through the first 2 quarters. We'll see if that continues going into the second half. But even to get past what their outside shooting has been, what they've been able to do on the interior has been impressive as well. Whether it's David Smith, Mia Vermitten, Paige Miller, Josie Parker, or Jessica Biggin, they are all able to get nice inside penetration, and they've been working it inside the paint. Donovan West, they're going to have to shut that down, but also, of course, they're going to have to try to shut down that outside shot. Or Donovan West, you'd like to see a couple more players get a little active here into this game. Courtney Johnson, she's right now at 9 points on the half. Andy Foster, she's at 4. Reese McCauley at 2. Bell Smith, she's at 2. But still a couple players who haven't found themselves on the board yet. Sure, things will change here. Getting going into the second half. And Perry Smith, he's an incredible head coach. One state back in 2023. Back in 2025, of course, was the runner-up in the Class 2A state championship. So, you know, he's had a lot of great teams in that tenure. Having talked to some of these Donovan West athletes, I mean, they know what success is. A lot of these juniors and these seniors, they have touched success. They have played on the same floor at a state level. So they know the kind of pressure that it takes to win games, and they're going to have to try to definitely fight the pressure and apply the pressure here in this second half against Valley Heights if they want the opportunity to come back and get a hold of this Valley Heights team. Again, they struggled back and forth against Valley Heights the first time. It was a 5-point game with just 30 seconds to go before D-West took the lead, but lost in the last-second shot to Josie Parker, who's got 4 points and a rebound to half here for Valley Heights. But this isn't no 5-point game. It's a 19-point contest. We've seen it this couple times this year for Valley Heights where they've gotten on some walls in third quarters. So for head coach Jordan Brockman, he's understanding that. He knows that his team needs to come out hot and ready in this third quarter. Don't get cocky, but be confident. Come out with some tempo, some energy. And let's try to put this game away here in the third quarter. But, of course, Donovan West, their objective is to get this to a single-digit game, maybe even a 2-possession game before the end of the fourth quarter, but definitely to make it a single-digit game. If you can get this within that 9 to 12-point range, you're definitely in this contest if you're Donovan West. But you don't want it to continue to be this 20-point game heading those final 8 minutes. But we'll see what both teams adjust here going to the third quarter. It's girls' Class 2A semifinal action. Winner to go on to sub-state championship here on Friday at Mission Valley. They'll either take on Linden, number 2 seed, or JCN, the number 7, if they upset Linden. We'll take a step aside here for 2 more minutes. We'll come back for second half action. Valley Heights 36, Donovan West 17, here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Fred and Prophet. Bobby back in studio. We got about 45 seconds until we begin second half action. Two more quarters and 16 minutes left here of action on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Valley Heights 36, Jonathan West 17. Valley Heights coming out here on the floor right now with Nia Vermitten, Paige Miller, Josie Parker, Tessa Bigham, and Ava Smith to start the second half. And for the Dump West Mustangs, it's Bell Smith here on the inbound as Eva starts with it. She'll throw it into Weststein, or excuse me, to Foster. Weststein down the floor with Courtney Johnson and Kate Falk. Jonathan West here with it, with Foster, as I mentioned, on the right wing. She'll turn it around, go out to Johnson. Johnson has got 9 points in this contest. A tray back in the first quarter. That was the end of the quarter, the only three-pointer of the game for Donovan West. Right now, Valley Heights, they've hit a solid five. The U.S. with the ball. Smith drives in the short corner. She'll fly it to her right to Foster. She'll kick back out. Smith steps in, now drives the short corner, throws it back outside the arc, nearly losing the ball, but picking it back up is Weststein. She'll go to her left to Smith. Smith throwing the baseline, and they're going to get a foul called on Valley Heights. A hold, and that'll come on Tessa Vigham. That'll be her third personal foul of the game. Teams first. Valley Heights reached the double bonus back in the second quarter. Both teams finished with three fouls in the first. Kinsley Gillick comes in for Valley Heights, and for the replacement of Tessa Vigham, who's, again, got those three personal fouls. So D. West, they get the inbound play in to Foster. She'll throw it to Courtney Johnson, who loses the ball, and then it's re-lost from Valley Heights, given to Jonathan West, and it'll be fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. It is Bell Smith. Both teams exchange turnovers. Bell Smith now at the line to shoot two. Bell Smith with only 2 points on the game. Bought a bucket back in the first quarter. Her first free throw is straight to the netting. Foul is second personal against Ava Smith. 25 up the line. Bell Smith, your second attempt is off the basket. She has one of two. 7 minutes left to go here of the third quarter. 36-18. Valley Heights taking a three. Smith missed. Rebounded by Foster. Down the floor. Jonathan West. And they'll throw it out of bounds. Pass intended to Weststein inside the paint. Missed. Valley Heights on this game, 5 of 12 outside the arc. Smith, she'll drive down the court, off to the near side, working up and down the floor. Parker on the right wing. She'll look to her right and will pass it down to Miller. Back to Parker. She'll drive into the block. Give it to the opposite side wing. Miller drives in, floats it from the short corner, and goes in for two. Down the floor, Dawson West with it. Wetstein, Courtney Johnson, she'll drive it in, and she'll throw it out. Here's Wetstein on a three, lodged from the left wedge of the rim, and they're going to call it out of bounds. Slash touch by D. West. D. West now on the game, one of seven outside the arc. Looking for the first three since the opening quarter. Down the floor, Valley Heights works with it. They turn it over in the hands of Clary. Underneath the paint, getting the ball, and she finishes off the board for two. 18-point game, Valley Heights over Donovan Wise with 5:53 to go in this third quarter. Remittance at the timeline. She looks to her left, to Smith. She'll veer inside of the nail. She'll go right to Miller. Miller, inside look, right elbow shot taken by Vermitten. Miss, Gillig, rebound, set up to Smith on the short corner. Miss, underneath, another Gillig rebound. She couldn't get the third time, though. That's clearing the glass is Kate Falk. So Gillig's back-to-back offensive rebounds don't result in any points. Anything Clary on the left wing fails down the three. Jonathan West now here down by 16, they're going to call this a long two. Keep her inside the arc. Smith, Vermitten, Miller. She's seeking to her left. She'll fire it to Smith. Smith dribbling in the right elbow. She'll kick it to her left on the seam to Parker. She'll miss a three. Underneath the basket, rebound by Johnson. Down the floor, Johnson off to the right side of the perimeter to Falk. She'll stop in her tracks. Back to Johnson, to Smith. Less than now 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 16-point game, Valley Heights over D. West. Trapped in the left block, foul called on Valley Heights. Third team foul of the quarter here in the third. Foul is on Paige Miller, her second personal of the game. And Miller and Gillig will come off. Tessa Bigham will step right back in, as well as Lindsey Gray. Inbound play, baseline set. Foster fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. At the charity stripe, Perry Smith, he gets fired up. Both coaches here, Jordan Broshman and Perry Smith, their 10th year head coaching for both of these programs. That was on Gray, her third personal. Here at the free throw line of Foster, her first free throw is heat-seeking missiles, and it's the target. Foster, 5 for 5 at the line this game. All of her points has been from the foul line. She was the only one in the first half who was at the foul line. She's just one of two players here for the West who've been up to it. And her second free throw rolls in.
Among cancers that affect both men and women.
6 for 6 in the line. Did you know that we're she has been this game. 38-24. This screening can save Valley Heights over Johnson West, and Jordan Brockton will call a timeout. As he sees it, the momentum is starting to sway just a tad here for the D. West Mustangs. The full 60 by Valley Heights, 4 minutes, 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Again, 38-24, Valley Heights over Johnson West. We're back at a tight 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Kansaland Radio.
4:23 to go here in the third quarter. A three-pointer from the left side by Gray. She misses, and making the rebound is Kate Falk. D. West looking to take it down the floor, and a foul called on that Eva Smith or Vermitten, either between one of them. They were in the area where the foul was called. Well, they didn't put it on the board on who it was, but 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 38-24. Right now here, Valley Heights over Donovan West. Smith under the paint. She makes the rebound down the floor. She gets it to Vermitten. Vermitten to Smith at half court. She goes to Parker on the right wing. Parker drives to her left side, kicks it out to Vermitten. She'll go right to Smith. She'll drive in from the short corner. Looks it around, finds Parker. Parker at the top of the arc. She'll go left to Gray. Back right, Parker. Smith. She'll drive in, one step, dribble, and she puts it in for a deep two. Valley Heights now up by 16 again, 40-24 with Donovan West with 3:34 left to go in the third quarter. Smith out to her right. Foster and nearly loses the ball. It's picked up by Smith on a quick save on the right seam. Back left to Clary. Now pass to the wing. Johnson now right side. Smith, and she loses the ball. It's taken away by Josie Parker. Her first steal of the contest. Parker down the floor to her right. Vermitten, Gray, Josie Parker. Parker drives inside, jumps off on the left block. Fist is Vermitten on the opposite side. She's fouled and will go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. First foul of the quarter on Donovan West. First person in the game also against Aniston Clary. 3 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. 40-24. Valley Heights over Donovan West. Free throw for Mia Vermitten. Takes a couple of hobbles, but finally bounces its way in. Maurice McCauley comes in for Donovan West. Next free throw for Vermitten. Slides off to the right side. She goes one of two. Rebound by Foster. Her fourth of the game. She'll pass off to right. Smith driving into the nail. And they're going to call her on a charge. 25-25. It's been the matchup all night. Smith on Smith. Wow, there's a lot of parity there. And they're both seniors and guards. And they both play for the Mustangs. Ava Smith draws the foul from Belle Smith. Center of the game for Donovan West. Paige Miller, she'll go to her left. Sue Gray nearly loses it. Picked up by Miller. Back to Gray on the far wing. Worked up to the top of the arc. Back to Miller on the left side. Excuse me, Vermitten. Now to Gray. Miller here on the near corner. She'll pass it inside on a nice decisive strike to Vermitten, who's got a sinker from 2 foot in front of the basket. Assist there by Miller. 2:18 to go in the third quarter. 43-24. Valley Heights over Donovan West. Pass inbound, McCauley. She'll kick it out. Sidestep inside from Weststein. She'll bounce it out to the right. Courtney Johnson, three. Missed on the left side of the basket. And rebounded by Paige Miller. Her third board of the game. She'll fly to her right to Gray. Gray, she'll dribble up to the left of the wing. She'll throw it opposite sky, skipping over all her other teammates. Out to Paige Miller. She'll look inside. Quick strike. Bigham throws it up from the foot in front of the basket. There's a tie-up under the glass. A lot of bodies hitting the floor here. And a foul is going to come against Tessa Bigham. That is her fourth personal foul of the game. Team's fifth. Now in the double bonus for the next minute 42 here in the third quarter. Valley Heights has had already five team fouls in this quarter. Double back-to-back quarters where they've had five team fouls, and that's the line that shoots two here. Annie Foster, her first one, is up and through the netting. She has been a perfect 7 of 7 at the line today. She came in the night 62% from the charity stripe. Foster trying to go 8 for 8 as her next one. Skips off to the left side after a bounce on the right, interior of the rim. Smith. Off the rebound, she throws it down the floor, but it's picked up on a steal by Courtney Johnson. Down the floor, she's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Courtney Johnson, her second steal of the game. Just like that, it has become an 18-point game. 93 seconds to go in this third quarter, 43-25. Valley Heights still over Donovan West. That's the question you have. Will Valley Heights have the players for the fourth quarter? Courtney Johnson, first free throw, is up and through the netting. Courtney Johnson now with 10 points now in the game. Valley Heights, 3 personal fouls on Amos Smith, 3 personal fouls on Lindsey Gray, 4 personal fouls on Tessa Bacon. So you're getting a little worried here about the foul counts of some of your players. Courtney Johnson here, her second one, sinks through. Now 11 points on the game for Courtney Johnson. It's a 16-point contest. Valley Heights down the floor, breaking the pressure. Gray spins off the elbow. She'll go up to the top of the arc. Now back out to Gray. Left wing. She'll fly a three. It's off the right of the rim. Rebounded by Johnson. Down the floor. Duckworth works it. Bell Smith. Quick movement inside. And another foul called on Valley Heights. That time on Mia Vermitten. That is her first personal of the game. Fortunate enough for Valley Heights. 73 seconds to go now, the third quarter, 43-27, a 16-point game for Valley Heights over Donovan West. Bell Smith at the free throw line, wide stance, her first one's off the left side. Avery Stevenson comes in for a substitution for Ava Smith, tried to save her from picking up any more fouls for the end of the third quarter. She's at three. Good call by head coach Jordan Brockman. He's got all of his players who are in heavy foul trouble, actually off to the bench right now, trying to save them some time. As Smith here goes one of two at the free throw line. Her second shot going through. Down the floor, Avery Stevenson. Pass to her. She loses the ball out of bounds. That's a turnover for Valley Heights. Second of the quarter. 75 seconds to go in this third quarter. 43-28. Up by 15, Valley Heights over Donovan West. It's a 19-point lead for D-West coming in this quarter. Or for Valley Heights over D-West. Bell Smith to the short corner. Loses the ball for a left hip. And that'll be a turnover for Donovan West. Substitution hitting the ground for Donovan West, bringing in Andy Foster. Down the floor, working at Vermitten, out to her left, stretching and grabbing in half court. Miller back to Vermitten, inside Gillick. Gillick kicks out Vermitten to her left, top of the arc. Miller around the wing, now a corner, Stevenson. Back right, 38 seconds to go this third quarter. Valley Heights can hold it out here. They've done a really great job today about being able to take time off these possessions. You definitely want to try to get to the end of this quarter without allowing any more shots up for Donovan West. Here's a floater, though, near corner. Missed by Miller. Down the floor. Foster to Bell Smith. And it's for the 1-2 punch combo. Bell Smith with the layup finish. 8 seconds now to go to the third quarter. Gray flies a three. It's off the basket, and a rebound to end. Oh, shot here with a second to go, but Vermitten misses. We enter the fourth quarter. A 13-point lead now for Valley Heights. Been cut down by six from the half for D. West, but it's 43-30. Valley Heights over Duncan West. We're back in a tight 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors' Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter the final quarter of regulation. 8 minutes to go in this contest. 43-30. Valley Heights up 13 over Donovan West. They have the ball to start this quarter. Valley Heights does. Vermitten out to Smith outside the arc. Smith dribbles up to the right side. Now she looks left. She veers that way to the wing. Cuts it back right. Now to Josie Parker on the right elbow. Vermitten, she'll pass right, and it's out of bounds. Turnover for Valley Heights. Valley Heights has outscored for the first time in this game in a quarter, 13-9 in the third. Having a 19-point lead coming out of the second, the first half. Now it's dwindled to just 13. This is right in the range, by the way. Foul called here on Valley Heights. That is on Paige Miller, her third personal game, but that's right in the range that I said at the half that Valley Heights sometimes gets in these lulls in the third quarter. I've seen it a couple times this season. This is another example of one, but they definitely are going to have to recoup here in this fourth not to allow this D-West team to come back. D-West, they got it within that point range I was kind of giving. I said about 9 to 11, but they got it within 13. That makes it reasonable. Air drive inside. Foster misses. Rebound by Bigham. Valley Heights down the floor. Passes to her left, preventing the left wing. Now worked around and nearly hit me here on the safe side. Ball out of bounds. Valley Heights will reset it and throw it in with Mia Vermitten. Long set for Valley Heights. Vermitten, she's looking to her right side right now. Finds Parker on the block, and it goes in. Had to take a roll off the top. Parker now three buckets on the game for 6 points. Back to a 15-point lead for Valley Heights over Donovan West. For D. West, you're definitely hoping to go on some sort of run here with 6:46 to go in this game. Foul called on Valley Heights, but that's against Davis Smith. That will not be good, but it's against here Mia Vermitten. Second team foul here, the quarter for Valley Heights. They have definitely struggled here on the foul side in this game. They have had 15 fouls in this contest. They've had back-to-back fouls, and they've given up to the double bonus. D-West has definitely took much advantage of it, too. D-West with the ball. Also, Smith. Courtney Johnson worked on the right wing. She'll drive in. Flipping out the west side, left side. It's going to be Foster. She'll drive into the elbow. She'll kick out the west side. Top of the arc. Right side. Ball loose, being scrambled for on the ground. And they're going to get a tie-up for a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Donovan West. 6:19 to go in the game, 45-30. Valley Heights over Donovan West. Bell Smith will throw it in. Baseline set. She looks to her left. Now in front. Now back left. Quick pass into Foster. Foster returns it to Smith on the corner. She'll dribble up to her left, finding back to Foster. 6:10 to go here in the game. 15-point deficit for Donovan West. Team that's averaging 48.6 points per game this season. They're working around three-point line. Johnson with it. Turns it over. It's Paige Miller with her second steal of the game. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Valley, or for Donovan West. Stan is taken advantage of with a deep two by Josie Parker. A two for two. Now, Donovan West working from behind by 17. Smith left wing. It's taken away by Smith on a steal. Her first steal of the game. Flies it down the floor to Miller. Back to Smith on the right block. She's fouled and she'll go up and shoot. And then one at the free throw line for Valley Heights. That is the breakaway they needed. Donovan West was slowly starting to chip away, getting back into this game. But back-to-back turnovers have resulted in four straight points, potentially five here. And Smith can get this and one, but she misses. And the rebound's by Andy Foster for Donovan West. Smith. At the timeline, gets it past half court now, finally. Foster on the left wing. She'll drive inside, left side, and she'll finish through with the left-hand layup. Timeout called. 5:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 49-32. Valley Heights over Donovan West. A full 60-second timeout. Only one timeout now remaining for the D-West Mustangs. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
5 minutes, 18 seconds to go here in the game. 49-32, Valley Heights over Donovan West. They Girls Class 2A semifinal matchup. Winner to go on to Substate here Friday against Mission Valley. They will either take on Linden or JCN. Linden the 2C, JCN number 7. High heights down the floor. Smith to Bigham. Down to her left. Parker finishes with two. Nicely ran a fast break for Valley Heights. Executed to the tee. Foster dribbles out to the left side of the elbow. Puts it back out to Clary. She'll fly a three from the aisle. And will miss. Down the floor. Rebound from Bigham. Valley Heights will throw it out of bounds. And will lose it. But it will be the last touch here by Donovan West. So Valley Heights keeps it. Throw it in. Vermitton finds Parker on the right block as she'll finish for two. Parker double-digit scoring this game. Valley Heights has three double-digit scores, just like their match against Washington County. And that postseason game just a couple of days ago, that quarterfinal matchup. Another foul called on Tessa Bigham, and Bigham has fouled out of this game. She fouls out with 2 points and five rebounds. And coming in for her will be Kinsey Gillig, 53-32. Valley Heights over Donovan West, 4:37 to go in the fourth quarter. A 21-point deficit. Can Donovan West overcome it here? Going to take a lot of work. Bell Smith. Smith here on the baseline set will throw it in, and a foul is called on Valley Heights. That is the fourth foul picked up on Paige Miller. These fouls have been the one killer of this game here for Valley Heights. And mostly here on the season as well. Quick pass inside. Foster goes in for two. An easy dish and an assist for Bell Smith. Down the floor. Grace McCauley gets the steal for Donovan West. D. West has it again. Bell Smith works it around. Right wing. Back out to Smith at the top of the arc. She'll go back right. Foster. She'll take a three if she wants to. She'll work it to Claire on the left side. Now to Johnson. She'll dribble up to the left elbow. Pass it back out. Now Clary, she'll drive in, drop step inside, and they're going to tie up for a jump ball possession, Arrow Valley Heights. Donovan West, we have some of those open shots. It's probably best just to let them fly, try to take those threes. You're down by 19 points with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Smith out to her right, to Gray, to Vermitton. Vermitton works it left to the top of the arc. Now to Gray. Again, no shot clock here. Valley Heights, they can waste a lot of time. Shot clock is only enforced from 6A to 4A this year in the postseason. Josie Parker works around the outside of the arc. She looks to her right, to Smith, far side of the perimeter. He'll dribble up. Again, Valley Heights, all they got to do here, hold on this possession as long as they can. That's exactly what they're doing. Even when they have open drives to the basket, they're just kicking it back out. Parker with it on the right elbow. We'll throw it back out to Vermitton. Terry Smith. He's telling his team, get aggressive. And there was the foul finally from Donovan West. Donovan West now with only two more fouls to give. Valley Heights with none. Four more timeouts in the game for Valley Heights. One left for Donovan West. Kate Fault comes in for substitution in for Reese McCauley. 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Vermitton throws it in to Josie Parker on the near quarter. Back up to Vermitton. To her left, at the nail, kicks it to the near corner. Worked around the three-point line, and she'll go back out to Parker. Parker inside drive, kicks to her left. Vermitton, now she'll go right to Gray. Screen set. Gray has it to the top of the arc. Another foul called on Donovan West. Man, I'll tell you what, Valley Heights' hot start this game has carried them in this contest in these final couple minutes. Foul is also on Courtney Johnson, her second personal foul of the game. 13 foul, only one more foul to give for Donovan West. For Minton, she'll toss it in to Ava Smith. Half court, she holds on to it. Try to take some time here off the clock until the next foul, and there it comes, D. West. No more fouls to give. Both teams' next foul is the double bonus with 2 minutes 45 seconds in this fourth quarter. 53-34, Valley Heights over Donovan West. Sea West lost to Valley Heights earlier in the season, mid-season. Valley Heights 54-53 in the last second bucket. Here's the different story. Valley Heights came out with a motive. And a statement so far. And a quick foul for Donovan West off to the inbound. It sends Ava Smith up to the free throw line. That was by Bell Smith. Ava Smith, her free throw is through the netting. A 20-point game now with 2 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Ava Smith leans into her second free throw attempt. It's missed. Rebound by Johnson. Down the floor. Bell Smith with it. Puts it outside the arc. Down the left seam. Three-pointer on the way. Missed. Rebounded by Vermitten. Valley Heights trying to waste some time with it at half court. Parker here still keeping hold of it and fouled by Courtney Johnson. That's her third foul picked up of the game. Here in the double bonus for both sides. Josie Parker at the charity stripe. Her first free throw is rattled in. Grace McCauley steps back in for Donovan West. She'll fill into the right block. Here at the free throw line, Josie Parker's next shot is up and through the netting. She's now got 10 points in the second half, 14 on the game. It's a 22-point contest, largest lead for Valley Heights. Three up by Foster, missed ball, punched out of bounds, the last touch by Donovan West. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this game. It's 56-34. A 22-point game for Valley Heights over Donovan West. Paige Miller comes in here. She's got 4 fouls. She steps in for Gillig. Ava Smith down the floor. She'll pass it out to her right. Gray nearly turns the ball over. Throws it back outside the arc. Here's Parker. Passes out to Gray. She's going to hold on to it as long as she can. Before the next foul comes through here by Donovan West, and there's the grab. Anderson Clary picks up her second personal. 1:53 to go in the fourth quarter. 56-34. Valley Heights looking to move on to the sub-state championship here on Friday. Off in Mission Valley, whether they'll take on Linden or JCN. Find out here in a little bit. Here, next free throw is straight through the netting for Gray. And now 1:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Down the floor. Here's a three by Weststein. She nails it. It draws it to 21, but 1:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights is looking to sail away here with this game. We'll see. D-West, they just used their final timeout. No more fouls to give. Down by 21. In all ways, it looks impossible. But this is a Perry Smith coach team. Anything is possible. But we'll take a tight 30 aside. 1:46 to go in this game. 58-37. Valley Heights over DUS. We're back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
.146 to go in the game. 58-37. Valley Heights over Donovan West, a girls class 2A semifinal matchup here in Blue Rapids. Valley Heights, the 3 seed, taking host to Donovan West, the 6. Trying to move on to Mission Valley here this Friday. Take on either Linden or JCN. Bell Smith steals the ball here after the inbound from Valley Heights. Here's a 3, moving left side. Johnson missed, picked up by Paige Miller. Her 4th board of the game. Down the floor, Gray, 90 seconds now to go, and she is fouled. And Gray will go back up to the line to take 2. Gray led in the scrimmage 17 against Washington County earlier this week. Valley Heights had 3 scores in that game with 15 or more points. Aja Wetstein steps back in for Donovan West. And next free throw is through the basket for Lindsey Gray. She goes an impressive 2 for 2. A 23-point lead for Valley Heights over Donovan West. Rebound underneath the basket, missed shot. Josie Parker, and getting stolen by Foster. Down the floor, she's fouled. She'll go up and shoot 2 at the charity stripe. 60-37. Valley Heights over Donovan West. 1:18 to go in this contest. You're Andy Foster, you want to make both of these free throws. Avery Stevenson, she comes back in. And also the fifth foul picked up at the game for Paige Miller. Two have fouled out here for Valley Heights. And the other two more can, and Ava Smith and Lindsey Gray. Good thing that Valley Heights distribute their fouls as well as they did. But man, they fouled a lot in this game. They have nearly 20 fouls. They fouled out 2 players. If this was a close contest, by any means, this would not look incredibly great for Valley Heights. But thankfully, they have the punishing 21-point lead as Foster here at the line goes 1 of 2. There's a couple times this season when I've watched, and of course, called Valley Heights. They've had a lot of foul trouble, so definitely got to keep that cleaned up here if they move on here in the postseason, if they secure this game. Here against Donovan West. Got to keep everyone out on the floor. Especially your top players. And Donovan West here, they have their first player foul. And Courtney Johnson, she'll send Ava Smith up the line here to shoot 2. 68 seconds to go. 60-39, Valley Heights over Donovan West. Standing ovation as well for Courtney Johnson as she'll take to the bench. She's not happy about it because that is her final, potentially could be her final moment here of basketball action. She is a senior. Head coach Perry will go over. A lot of seniors, final time here on the court. This comes down to an end. Smith here goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line for Valley Heights. Grace McCauley comes in for Ava Jo Wetstein. 68 seconds to go, 62-39. Emma Jo Wetstein, also a senior. She gets another hug, as well as Johnson. Both a hug from Perry Smith as they feel as if this may just be the end of their season. But 55 seconds to go. It's a 23-point game, 62-39. A huge... The great senior class for Donovan West. Only 2 seniors, Emma Jo Wetstein. Belson Huey. Courtney Johnson's not a senior. I accidentally said that. She's a junior, so she will return next year. But Emma Jo Wetstein is a senior as her season comes to a close. Potentially here. Up at the free throw line, Chaley Eskrim here. Her second attempt goes off. Excuse me, Leah Steinfort in for Eskrim's place tonight. And down the floor, Valley Heights. Leaves me Duncan West with it. Right. Elbow. Now in for 2. Foster, but still. A 22-point game with 40 seconds to go. Valley Heights just looking to close it out here. All smiles on the side for the Valley Heights Mustangs. At half court working with it. Stevenson. Knocked out of bounds. 27 seconds to go. Only a senior class of 2 with Emma Jo Wetstein and Belle Smith, a D-West team that has had an amazing season. We'll return to lots of talented players from next year's team. Seconds to go. Time for it. Short quarter jumper for 2. 8 seconds. Now, here to go, Valley Heights. We'll move on to this upstate championship game. Clary drives, float with the right hand. She'll miss it. And that will conclude our contest. The final score is 65-41. Valley Heights over Donovan West, the 24-point victory to move on dominantly to the upstate championship. Either take on Linden or JCN to be decided, but they'll play at Mission Valley on Friday. We'll be back here for a post-game show and player of the game, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
I'm your mighty new friend, Coach.
We win, Coach. We win, Coach.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler.
All right, you can just get it back to me as kind of quick.
Joseph is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. You're 92.1 KMZA. Corinne Bravo here. Bobby back in studio. Our post-game show brought to you by Beal Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also a part of the game segment. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Valiant Mustangs come up victorious with Donovan West, 65-41, a 24-point victory. It's a 19-point game at the half, 36-17. It was a 13-point game heading into the fourth quarter. Is Donovan West, they had an impressive third quarter showing, but again, Valley Heights, they would hold out to the lead at the very end. In fact, they would extend it. Impressive performances across the board. Ava Smith with unofficial stats here, 16 points. Meaver Minton with 13. Josie Parker with 14. But off and west, they were led by Andy Foster with 14. As two senior seasons come to an end, Emmy Joe Weckstein, a 5'6" senior guard who, tell you what, was an incredible player this season for Donovan West. He averaged 5 points a game, 2.3 rebounds a game, just incredible tenure with the team. And then, of course, Bell Smith, a 5'6" senior guard, who finished with 2 steals and assists, 6 points on the game and 2 rebounds. And not only just an incredible athlete, but also an incredible person as well. Helped us out a couple of broadcasts here this year. Did actually interviewed her dad during one of our coaches' shows early in the season as well. As her dad is head coach Perry Smith. So again, shout out to her as well as senior Emmy Jo Epstein of finishing out their senior years here at Valley Heights. They'll move on. They'll go to the sub-state championship in Mission Valley. Believe they'll take on Linden, number 2 seed, or the number 7, Jefferson County North. Here for Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. It'll go to none other than, well, it's going to be actually a three-way tie here from Valley Heights. David Smith, Beaver Mitt, and Josie Parker. Sometimes it's kind of hard to make a decision of one player, so you kind of go with a couple. A handful of players here that were high contributors, Smith, Vermitt, and Parker. They did an incredible job keeping this team propelled and out in front. Smith had 6 points in the start of that first quarter. Vermitt, she got hot with a 3 and 5 points in that first quarter. Parker even put in a field goal in that opening quarter as well. And all their performances kind of continued. All of them scored in each quarter here of the game, all through four. So again, with those three, having those type of performances day to day, it really helped this Valley Heights team come away with the big time victory. Well, I'd like to give a thank you here for listening to our girls class 2A semifinal matchup again in Valley Heights. Moving on to Friday and the sub-state championship at Mission Valley. Valley Heights final score here over Donovan West, 65-41. From Bobby Back and Zio, from Crinton Prophet, from Blue Rapids, thank you for listening.
country classics. 92.1 FM,